This morning I've studied Hebrews 2:18, and it reads, "Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." This is referring to Jesus and what we have in Jesus. Because Jesus, he was tempted like we are, and he suffered like we do. And because Jesus experienced our humanity, and our suffering and our temptation, he is truly worthy to be our high priest in heaven. And he was the perfect sacrifice for our sins. This experience that Jesus went through makes Jesus a valid example for us to follow, and one who can look to us with compassion when we fail. So you have a leader, and they are putting out all these rules on you and telling you what to do and how to deal with the situations you go through. If they have never experienced anything that you're experiencing and have no idea what it is you're going through, it makes them less valid of a leader. Because you always have that thing in your mind saying they have no idea what they're talking about. They cannot even fathom what it is to be or experience what I'm experiencing. Which is like with several different things in our society, like a therapist. If you need help from a therapist and you go to a therapist and they have no idea what you're experiencing, the information they give you, you're going to look as invalid. They don't understand. And so by Jesus coming to earth, becoming mortal, and doing what he did, that takes that out of us. That gives that excuse that we can't use. He has no idea he's a God. Well, he does have an idea, because he came down and he experienced it. Everything we go through, and then some. The crucifixion was a brutal experience. And so he experienced everything from temptation to pain, humility, everything that we do. And this makes him a perfect and worthy of our, of our worship and our love. He is the only one that's worthy of, he's valid example for us to follow. And that's how he gives us compassion, because he has experienced what we do. And by reading through Hebrews, you will find it explains this role could never have been fulfilled by an angel. They couldn't have did this, since they do not experience suffering or temptation in the ways that we do. So it could only be done by becoming mortal. And this points out to the greatness of God's love and mercy, and how he has extended it to mankind in ways he never offered to the angels. Using references to the Old Testament, the writer of Hebrews has shown that Jesus Christ's incarnation, life, death, and resurrection are exactly, how God planned to fulfill his promises from the very beginning. I truly believe that in the beginning, he never planned on just the Jews being his people and rescued. He planned on every single human being on earth coming to him. And he had a plan to do it, and Jesus was that plan. And so I was reading through the verse, and sometimes our English doesn't quite interpret the original Greek text correctly, because just sometimes it's just not a word for it. So in the original Greek, I researched it, and Jesus's response to our times of temptation, it has a much stronger flavor, so to speak, than in modern English. The author of Hebrews uses the word, I hope I pronounce it correctly, boethesai. It's a Greek word for the word help that we translate to help. But the word boethesai, it implies a deeper and more meaningful type of aid than English terms like help. The idea of comfort and rescue, they're all bound up in the Greek word that they use in Hebrews. It was commonly used to describe the way a parent would soothe a crying child, but the lovingly way, that a parent provides exactly, what the little child needs, whatever that need may be. And so by using that word and researching that word a little bit, it gave me a better understanding of what it was talking about. Jesus, he doesn't merely assist us. He doesn't just merely help us when we are tempted or suffering. He offers all of the comfort and support that we could ever need, even things that we don't know that we need to get through a certain situation we're going through. He offers that with the type of help that boweth his side that he is offering us. And it's a wonderful thing. That was just a short study this morning. So in conclusion, brothers and sisters, Jesus, he was tempted like we are. He suffered like we do. And God in his grace made sure that we have someone in heaven who knows what it's like to face suffering and mortality as we do. Jesus also guarantees that heaven's knowledge, it includes humans' experience. Because as God's, as God, he don't experience what we experience as humans, but by Jesus coming down, and that part of the Trinity coming down and becoming one, with human flesh, he experienced that. So now there's a true understanding and what we need. So just aren't you thankful that, that Jesus knew suffering and mortality, and that he now lives to redeem and to bless and to ultimately help us. Without it, we would be lost. And so with Christmas around the corner, brothers and sisters, let's remember what it's all about, and how that the event we celebrate on this day is truly the most important event in human history today. There's never been anything else that happened in history that is more important than the birth of Christ that we celebrate on Christmas Day. So on that day, brothers and sisters, keep in mind, let's make that the number one priority on that day, and what we are celebrating is our eternity with God and with Jesus Christ in heaven. Thanks for listening. Until next time.